Hello, Samuel.
Well, David, what a nice surprise. How are you doing?
Not very good.
Please, sit down and tell me about it. You look exhausted.
You would be too if you spent all night running for your life.
Running for your life? I do not understand. Are you in some kind of trouble?
You can say that. I'm a wanted man. I'm being chased around like a fugitive, and I have done nothing wrong.
Who pursues you so desperately that you need to leave your wife and land to come see me here?
King Saul. He wants me dead. He treats me as if I have committed a grave sin, but Samuel, I'm innocent. I have done no wrong. Why is he tormenting me this way?
An injurious spirit has possessed Saul. He is extremely jealous of you. God was once with him as he is now with you. When Saul did not obey the Lord, the presence of God left him, and in its place went the evil spirit. Saul knows that one day you will have his kingdom and do great things. You are still a young man and have accomplished many times what he has done. He feels threatened by you, and he wants you dead so that he can keep all that he has. God is with you, David.
So that's it. It all makes sense.
You do not have to worry about being captured by Saul. God will guide you in every step you take in the coming days, and you will see how God will deliver you from Saul again and again.
Thank you, Samuel. I knew that coming to see you was the right thing to do. Jonathan!
David, my good friend. I've been so worried about you. Where have you been?
I have just returned from Naoth at Ramah, where I was with Samuel. We talked about what your father, King Saul, is doing to me. Jonathan, tell me. What have I done? What is my crime? How have I wronged your father that he's trying to take my life?
You are not going to die.
But how can you be certain?
Look, my father doesn't do anything, great or small, without confiding in me. Why would he hide this from me? It's just not so. I think he's just trying to scare you out of town for whatever reason.
Your father knows very well that I've found favor in your eyes. And he said to himself, Jonathan must not know this or he will be sad and grieved. I'm sure as the Lord lives that I'm a step away from death.
David, you are my best friend. Whatever you want me to do, I will do.
You can help me out. Tomorrow is the new moon festival, and I'm supposed to dine with the king. Let me go and hide in the field until the next evening. If your father asks about me, say David asked my permission to hurry to his hometown of Bethlehem because an annual sacrifice is being made there from his whole extended family. If he says, very well, then I'm safe. But if he gets angry and blows his top, you can be sure that he's determined to harm me.
You're thinking that he will use the New Moon Festival as a trap to get you.
Let's hope not.
I will do it.
As for you, show kindness to me. If I'm guilty in any way, don't bother to hand me over to your father. I want you to kill me yourself.
Never! If I had the slightest inkling that my father was determined to harm you, wouldn't I tell you?
Who will tell me if your father answers harshly?
Come on, David. Let's go out in the field where we can talk. By the Lord, the God of Israel, I will surely sound out my father by this time, day after tomorrow. If he has admiration toward you, I will send word and let you know. If my father is inclined to harm you, may the Lord deal with me if I do not let you know and send you away.
May the Lord be with you as he has been with my father.
Show me unfailing kindness like that of the Lord as I live, so that I may not be killed, and do not ever cut off your kindness from my family, not even when the Lord has cut off every one of David's enemies from the face of the earth. David, tomorrow at the new moon festival, you will be noticed missing because your seat will be empty. The day after tomorrow, toward evening, go to the place where you hid when all this trouble began and wait by the stone Ezel. I will shoot 3 arrows as though I were shooting at a target. Then I will send a boy and say, go find the arrows. If I say to him, look, the arrows are on this side of you, bring them here, then come. That will be the signal to let you know that you are safe, no danger. But if I say to him, look, the arrows are beyond you, then go, because the Lord has sent you away.
The next day, everyone gathered to celebrate the new moon festival. The king sat in his customary place by the wall, opposite Jonathan, and Abner sat next to Saul. David's place was empty. Saul said nothing, thinking,
something must have happened to David to make him ceremonially unclean. Yeah, this probably would happen.
The next day of the festival, David's place was empty again. Then Saul said to his son Jonathan,
why hasn't the son of Jesse come to the meal, neither yesterday nor today?
David asked me for permission to go to Bethlehem. He said that his family is observing a sacrifice in the town and his brother has ordered him to be there. He really wanted to see his brothers. That is why he has not come to the king's table.
You son of a rebellious woman! Do you think I was born last Wednesday? Don't you know I see what's happening here? Do you really think that I didn't know that you've sided with David to your own shame and to your mother's shame? As long as David lives on this earth, neither you or your kingdom will be established. Do you hear me, Jonathan? Now send him to me. He must die.
But why should he be put to death? What has he done?
No, King Saul.
You heard me. He must die.
Jonathan, look out.
Father.
Jonathan, are you all right?
Yes. My father almost pinned me to the wall. He definitely tried to kill me.
You should get out of here, Jonathan.
Get off of me.
We'll try to calm the king down.
Let me go.
Boy, let's go shoot a few arrows.
Sure thing, boss.
Ready? Run, find the arrows that I shoot. Isn't that the arrow beyond you? Go quickly, don't stop.
I think it landed around here somewhere. Here's the arrow. Man, don't get so excited. Where do you think you shot it? To the moon?
Yes, of course. Thank you. Go carry them back to the town. I'll be along shortly. Psst, David. You can come out. The coast is clear.
I got your signal, so it is not safe for me to return.
No, it's not. Oh, David, I'm so sorry.
You don't have anything to be sorry about. You're my best friend. I can't hold you accountable for your father's doings. If it weren't for your warnings, I'd surely be a dead man. Thank you, my dear friend. I will never forget you.
I will always remember you too, David. Go in peace, because we have sworn friendship to each other in the name of the Lord, saying the Lord is witness between you and me and your descendants and mine forever. Goodbye, David.
Goodbye, Jonathan.